This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
When voters in the United Kingdom go to the polls to decide whether or not they want to remain as part of the European Union. But if you happen not to be in the UK or the EU, why should this potentially messy divorce between two state entities actually matter to you at all? Well, to answer that question, we need to establish what exactly is at stake here for the UK and her partners, starting with, of course, the costs. On one hand, if the UK does leave the EU, it could free up to £8 billion a year. That's the likely net contribution per year which the UK makes to the EU's budget. Now, whether or not, however, this number will actually translate into a solid gain then depends on something else, the wider economic effects if the UK does choose to leave the EU for good. And that's a fairly complex question to answer. If, for example, national income in the UK does fall by 0.6%, well, that will then not only wipe out that paper gain of £8 billion, but it could also saddle citizens in the UK with a lot more debt through more public borrowing, and in between £20 to £40 billion more taxes and austerity. And that's even under the most optimistic scenario, according to the Institute for Fiscal Studies. Now, the losses aren't just in the fiscal sense, they extend all the way to trade too. You see, the UK has tariff and customs free access to the EU, and beyond that to the countries which have signed up to the 35 free trade agreements the EU has struck with, like, say, the EPAs, the economic partnership agreements the EU has been negotiating with African countries, for example. Now, over a third of UK exports to the EU alone would also be facing higher tariffs, and that doesn't even take into account the cost of non-tariff barriers, like having to then agree to meet EU standards on goods and services as well. But the thing is, though, with all these numbers that are flying around in this debate, it's worth remembering there's a huge amount of information we still don't know about the long-term effect a Brexit would have. The uncertainty is in just how those negative effects, how big they really would be, which is exactly what the IMF argues over here. The question is not that there will either be or not be a negative effect. The question is the magnitude of said effects. So if you're watching this in any place that isn't the UK or Europe, you could probably argue that this divorce in the making really has absolutely no relevance to me. And the thing is, you could find support on that view from the IMF. You see, the fund is arguing that really outside the UK, the immediate short-term economic and fiscal damage would probably be in places like Belgium, the Netherlands, Luxembourg, Cyprus, and Ireland, to name a few. And remember, Ireland is particularly important for us here in Africa because quite a few of our Eurobonds are listed over there. But in the meantime, if you're looking at damage in the short term outside the UK and the EU, these are the countries to look for.
Well, let's get some more insight into that. Britain's pound hits a 5.5-month high against the dollar, and stocks rose on Tuesday as worries diminished that Britons would vote to leave the European Union. Now, polls and surveys are, however, showing that the referendum is on a knife edge, and this has kept investors nervous. Now, two opinion polls published on Monday put the Remain camp ahead, but another gave Leave a slight lead. The dollar weakened against most major currencies, with the exception of the yen, which has retreated this week on indications that the campaign for Britain to stay in the EU has regained momentum. And looking at its impact on Africa, South Africa's rand extended 3 days of gains against the dollar as cautious optimism that Britons would vote to stay in the EU keeps global risk appetite intact. Now, by 7.01 GMT, the rand was trading at 14.82 versus the greenback, up slightly from its New York close of 14.85. The currency had hit 14.76, adding to Monday's strong gains as investors bet that the June 23rd referendum would not result in Britain leaving the EU.
Have you ever wondered why the medical system prescribes ingredients used in killing small rodents to thin blood? You know, I look at some people on this stuff, and they're more bruised than a boxer in the 12th round of a 10-round fight, you know what I mean? Careful with green vegetables. They must know best. Side effects include bleeding from the gums after you brush your teeth, swelling or pain at an injection site, diarrhea, vomiting, or inability to eat for more than 24 hours, fever, severe bleeding, including heavier than normal menstrual bleeding, red or brown urine, black or bloody stools, severe headache or stomach pain, joint pain, discomfort, or swelling, especially after an injury, vomiting of blood or material that looks like coffee grounds, bruising that develops without an injury, you remember? Well, dizziness or weakness on top of that, and even death or skin tissue or necrosis. Well, here at Bill Martinez Live, we support the structure function of blood with EFA. Plus, find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good morning to you. Good to have you along with us. Don't forget that if you want more information on the show, let me see, I'm getting a little ahead of my tongue here. Go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there, how you can connect with our 280-some affiliates, including via shortwave around the world through our affiliate out of Nashville, Tennessee. We now welcome one of our new affiliates, Red State Talk Radio, that is carrying us live as well. We really appreciate that. Well, today we live in a rather precarious world. Danger abounds, and I've always maintained, I mean, there's some things that you can't, you know, you can't do much about. But the things that you can do something about, the things you can control, are really up to us individually to make the right choices. I've always maintained one of the core values I've held to is that you have to have a fair chance to win. And when I say that, I mean win-win. It's not you're winning at somebody else's expense, but that you're being successful because you made the right choices. And generally what we find is when you make the right choice, it's quite engaging because it's rather infectious because the people around you see, hey, you're making the right choices, and those choices can lead to habits. And from habits, you've got lives that can be enriched as well. And this is the perfect intro for Dr. Randall Bell, who is back with us to talk about his latest book, Rich Habits, Rich Lives. Dr. Bell, it's always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, Bill. How are you? It's good to be here.
Hey, great to have you back with us. I'm doing wonderful. Again, greatly encouraged by your book and the comments that we're hearing from people. This is, this kind of helps us, you know, mentors us back for those of us that may have lost our way and may have gotten caught in all the negativity. Of course, here we are in this election cycle, and we can, you know, kind of lose focus here on the things that really matter. Ultimately, what I'm hearing is people are frustrated because they're not realizing the destiny or the life that they know inside them that they should be enjoying.
Well, great comment, Bill, and you're absolutely right. A lot of people are kind of looking towards lofty, you know, ideas and the sky for answers, and that's all fine. But my approach is a little different, and that's to take a look downward at our feet and the foundation that we're on and realize that 90% of our lives, 90% of our businesses are habits. And if we're really interested, I mean, and I'm talking about being authentic, about wanting to make improvements, there's no way around it. We need to look at those habits that we have every day.
And the thing is about it is habits, you know, kind of develop slowly but surely. I mean, it's been said, through various studies that it takes about 21 days to lock in a habit. So in short order, you can alter the trajectory of your life's course in quick order, can't you?
But you absolutely can. That statistic is generally true. Sometimes it's as much as 2 months. It really depends on the habits. There are four categories of habits. They're the me habits, the habits that, and I talk all about this in the book, of course, but there's me habits that improve our mindset and our thinking, our philosophical mindset and our intellectual mindset. There's the we habits that build our relationships with other people. There are do habits that build our productivity in terms of taking care of our money, taking care of our health. And then there are the B habits that really build our future in terms of goal setting and time management. So it depends on which category of habits, but generally speaking, you do have to get it into play for a few weeks, and then it becomes a reality. It becomes automatic, and then it ripples out from there.
Now, I like the way you framed that, because in your book, you talk about it in terms of four cornerstones. That is absolutely critical, and when we consider them as cornerstones, they add value and focus to what we want to do.
Yeah, absolutely. When you have a solid foundation, and I know you know this, Bill, but when you have a solid foundation, you can build anything you want. You can build as tall as you want, but you've got to have that foundation. And I think what a lot of the frustration today is people want to go big, they want to build tall, but they forget the foundational issues, and that's what I'm trying to bring the discussion back to, the reality that 90% of what we're doing is about our habits, and we better have a really rock-solid foundation. Once we do, we can do anything we want.
Exactly. Only because you brought this up, and I was thinking about this the other day, so if I go sidebar on you, I hope it's okay. And this is relevant to Donald Trump. Here is a guy who's been in business, who's built buildings, and you talk about going tall. I mean, this guy's gone tall, right? And the foundation of his political campaign is questionable. And you go, how can somebody who has done this and been very effective in construction not be able to translate it over into the political process? If he wants to go tall, he's got to look just as a case in point, and only because we've been talking about it so much, is that he has to look at his foundation in terms of how it could impact a general campaign. Is there relevance there?
Well, I think you're right on the money, and I think the same issues with, you know, Hillary Clinton and her foundation in terms of things that she's done in the past. I'm not a fan of either candidate, quite honestly.
Right.
And I think it really does come back to these foundational issues that the country is really wondering about. Do they have the bedrock that we need for a presidency that will turn things around and make our country, what it should be?
Exactly. Well, the situation is, we the people elect the people that govern us. So, you know, I'm not saying, you know, just to your point, as you said earlier, we can't look to the sky for some big answer, some Obi-Wan Kenobi. It really starts, you said, at our very feet. So the onus is on us.
It really does. And as I think you know, Bill, my career, I didn't write this book until after I had both career and academic success. I wasn't one of these guys that wrote a book about success and then made money writing a book about success. Mm-hmm. And I'm really, really keenly aware of foundational issues. And when you look at these foundations of both these candidates, you know, it leaves me scratching my head. What have we as a country done to nominate these people? Because there's got to be someone in this country that does have a solid foundation. Mm-hmm. I'm just not seeing it with either one of these people.
It really speaks of our deficiency as a group of we the people, really, because, you know, they say in a democratic republic, we get to choose. You know, we choose the leaders that we have. And out of all the choices, I mean, the Republicans offered up 17, 18 choices. We have Donald Trump. Democrats offered, I think, initially 5 or 6. And now we have Hillary Clinton and the unlikables and the lack of trust of both candidates. It is unbelievable to think that here in our lifetime, Randall, that we find ourselves with these two options.
We're on the same page on that one, Bill. I think this, when you look at society and the fact that so many people watch shows like The Kardashians, this shallow nonsense, it really may be part of the answers to why we are in the situation we are.
Well, this is why I appreciate your book. This is about being real. I mean, people are frustrated. 7 out of 10 of us say that we're on the wrong track as a country. And I'd say even as a people group, if we really were introspective about it, we would question our own individual contributions and what we need to do. And just your initial cornerstone of building wisdom, you know, first starting to be true to yourself, indulge in good books, meditate, pray, give thanks daily. I mean, these are habits, these are choices that are consistent with people who are successful. And I've always maintained that if you want to be successful, why don't you follow the leaders and do what successful people do, right?
I absolutely agree. In order to be successful, we got to do what successful people did. And the great leaders of our country, Lincoln and Washington, there's so many of them. They all have these patterns of successful habits. Why don't we take a look at those? I think Donald Trump should read the book, honestly.
Exactly. Randall Bell, PhD, is with us. Dr. Randall Bell, I'm Bill Martinez Live. We're talking about rich habits, rich life. We've got more coming up on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You know, we've all heard about the health benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in the fatty tissues of fish? Bill Martinez Live recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA. Insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at BillMartinezLive.com, longevity, or call 855-305-8326.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Give your heart a break. Let me give your heart a break. Give your heart a break.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day from 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific time. This is Bill Martinez. Our conversation with Dr. Randall Bell continues, his book, Rich Habits, Rich Life. Randall, you talked earlier, and even in your TED Talk, about in any crisis, some people dive, some survive, others thrive. Let's take a look, if we can, at Orlando, because it's still fresh. A lot of people died. 49 people died, 53 injured. They'll probably carry the wounds for the rest of their life in some cases. Most traumatic. Break that down, relevant to your book and relevant to the crisis that you've had success with in your past.
Well, you're right. The Orlando is very fresh. It's very sad. And sadly, we've seen this before. I think you know, Bill, I worked on the Sandy Hook case and met with the mayor and met with the chief of police. And I actually worked on that case as well. And in addition to a number of other disasters like the World Trade Center and Hurricane Katrina. And there is a cycle. One is the first is that we're stunned. I'm stunned. We're all stunned that this could happen. And then to add the compound effect, when they come out with this redacted version of what went on with the phone conversations on 911, that's nothing less than disturbing. Mm-hmm. So it's a very fresh problem. I can say that some people in the aftermath will dive. They'll never emotionally get back to the baseline, and I can't judge them. I have not been through the tragedy that they have been through. And yet others will work their way back to the baseline, the pre-disaster baseline. I think that's very admirable. Mm-hmm. But yet, as you correctly point out, Bill, there's people that thrive in the post-disaster context. And those are the people I've been studying for 25 years. What makes thrivers thrive? What makes people go through a horrible tragedy and actually bounce back bigger and better than they did before? And it really, again, comes down to a paced day-to-day effort. They don't do magically something, you know, one day and just pop back like a magical unicorn. Thrivers build their way back. It may take months. It may take years. Excuse me. But that's the basic formula for success is that paced day-to-day effort and rich habits. There are poor habits that take you down, and there are rich habits that build you up. And I want to focus on those rich habits.
And it starts at the foundation, as you said, you know, the me part, building wisdom, the second part, building relationships. You know, they're going to need to have a support group, don't they?
Absolutely. You cannot work through something like that alone. It's absolutely essential that you have a support group. The people that dive are the loners, the people that won't accept help. There's certain situations, you know, I'm independent. I know you're independent. We all like to, you know, feel like we can take care of ourselves. But some situations are so tough, you've got to ask for help and you've got to take the help and build back as a team effort, if you will.
Right. You know, we hear a lot in terms of the military. We spoke with a former police officer yesterday about the issue of PTSD. This is PTSD on steroids as to what happened to these people in Orlando, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And post-traumatic stress disorder, I've seen it. It's very real. There are skeptics, and it's nonsense. It's a very real thing. But I've come up with the term, and it's in the book, post-traumatic thriving.
Yes.
I'm not trying to sugarcoat a situation and say we bounce back immediately because it's a horrible process. It takes a long time, but really we got to keep our eye on what lessons do we get out of this disaster to ensure they don't happen again. We've got to label things for what they are in terms of the problems that we have and taking those steps towards that paced day-to-day effort to build back and really enjoy post-traumatic thriving ultimately. I've seen a lot of people actually do that.
Well, Dr. Bell, you know, I got to tell you, every time I hear and you know, I hear so it won't happen again, it's like chalk hitting the chalkboard for me, because the reality is that evil abounds. We can protect ourselves better. We can be smarter about these things. Are there going to be more incidences in Orlando? I mean, when you have religious leaders of the radical Muslim side of their faith saying as they go into Ramadan, hey, look at jihad. We want, you know, we're sending the word out. This kid happened to catch it. I think it's a very complex deal. I mean, and some of the stuff is, it runs the entire gamut. I mean, when you have Loretta Lynch coming on TV and saying, well, it's all about love. We just got to love these people through it. I don't know how to love evil, and I don't know anything that I've ever learned that says you love evil. You know, you can resist evil. You can eradicate it as best you can. And even then, it's only a temporary measure because we know in this world, in our experience, evil exists and it will continue this side of heaven.
Well, you're absolutely right. And the big point is you cannot fix anything you don't understand. And we
exactly.
don't have a chance of defeating this unless we define it for what it actually is, call it what it actually is, and fight it. There is good, there is evil, and we've got to be keenly aware of what's what, and then define things and go at them. I hope it never happens again, that's for sure. Sadly,
yes,
the Sandy Hook happened, and now this. I hope it doesn't happen, but in order to have any chance of shutting this down, we've got to define it for what it is and take the steps that are necessary to crush it the best we possibly can.
And this leads us into the third cornerstone here, Dr. Bell. When you talk about building productivity, yes, it is a process, and my children have heard me forever. In fact, my son has been echoing it back to me. He goes, Dad, it's a process. You got to crawl before you walk, before you run. And it is a steady one, but you got to keep gaining ground. You got to feel like you're a little bit better today than you were yesterday, and you're moving forward. And you've got to be productive at the end of the day towards your end goal in that process. You know, you can do some things prior to in preparation. As you say, you build shelter for a rainy day. You take good care of your health. You beautify your surroundings. But as you're getting through this process, you know, that's what you begin to look forward to. Okay, what can I do in dealing with this traumatic situation that just occurred? You don't redact information. You don't rewrite it. You deal with the truth of the matter. You go head to head with it. Then you begin to, as best you can. I mean, I can imagine some of the trauma is that you don't necessarily want to relive the trauma or really even deal with the truth. But in order to get beyond it, you've got to confront the truth of the matter, don't you?
You absolutely do. So many times people want to stick their head in the sands. They want to sugarcoat things and so forth. My approach is very, very authentic. You know, when we're dealing with crime scenes that I've worked on, always tell the truth to the buyers.
Mm-hmm.
I'll always be honest, authentic. That's how you enjoy the most possible success you're going to have. But trying to bury things doesn't work. And going back to your other point, Bill, that you do it in a paced day-to-day effort. You get intelligent one page at a time. You don't just miraculously become bright. You become wealthy $1 saved at a time. It's just these tiny things in conjunction with having the problem properly identified and having the patience to work through and take the steps necessary to get the result that you want.
Exactly. Well, we've got about a minute left here, Dr. Bell, and I want you to summarize the fourth cornerstone. Build the future. This adds to this is the next step of productivity. And I probably jumped ahead a little bit in my initial application of building productivity, but summarize build the future.
Well, sure. The four cornerstones are me, we, do, be, and that fourth cornerstone is be. It's what we're becoming. In other words, we set goals, and there's right ways to set goals, and there's phony ways to set goals. We've got to choose the right ways. We've got to manage our time. We all have the same hours a day, no matter who we are, and time is very, very precious. And we also have to focus on the things that we have control over. There's so many things that are very, very frustrating. We don't have a lot of control over. But what do we really control in our lives and in our businesses? And ultimately, we want to create a legacy that we can be proud of and pass on and create some kind of value. So the fourth cornerstone are all those things about looking forward and managing our time to create whatever we want to create. And like I say, social science is terrific because it's scientifically proven what those steps are in terms of time management and goal setting. And they really, really work.
Exactly.
They've been proven to work over and over again. That's what we want to do with the cornerstone.
Well, there it is, ladies and gentlemen. I highly recommend this book. Get your hands on it if you haven't already. Rich Habits, Rich Life, linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com, the four cornerstones of all great pursuits. Dr. Randall Bell has been our guest. Dr. Bell, is always good to have you with us. It is 29 minutes after the top of the hour.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini-CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you know what happiness is to you. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like that's what you want.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, welcome back, America. Yeah, just clapping, whatever we can do to, kind of energize the attitude a little bit. Why not? 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Good to have you along with us. Matt Mayer is with us. He's a visiting fellow with the American Enterprise Institute, focusing on homeland security studies. Matt Mayer, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Hey, great to have you here. The discussion continues. We hear over and over again. Attorney General Loretta Lynch was on TV yesterday saying that in order to avoid what happened in Orlando, we just need a little bit of love for these terrorists. I think at this point, in the absence of fact, a lot of opinion can rule and run the gamut. But I sometimes wonder and I question the high aspiration of being able to totally keep this from happening. I think we can better prepare and limit and minimize, and I think we've done that to some degree. But the fact of the matter is that evil abounds, and there is a force in this world right now that's doing everything it can to promote more evil. And unless we deal with the root problem and we call it for what it is, instead of all the political correctness and some of the other redactive phrases and politically correct phrases we're using, we're just not being real about the problem. What do you say, Matt?
Well, I say I think we can do a far better job. We live in an environment where we're going to get hit by ISIS-inspired lone wolf or small cell terrorists here in America. It's going to happen, right? The problem I have today is we knew about Omar Mateen. We investigated him twice. We looked into him. People clearly had raised issues with him. And yet, he still was able to do what he did. And to me, that's where we have a problem, which is it's going to be hard enough for us to stop the ones we don't know about. we've got to stop the ones we do know about.
Exactly. Well, when the information's being scrubbed and we're not dealing with it in a sense of reality and really understanding, though we may have some people in the administration, including the president, says America is not exceptional, in effect, the matter is that we are, compared to everybody else, compared to our history. Whether you want to call it exceptional or not, the fact of the matter is that America has a target on its back. And there are some people that see if America is out of the way, which was brought out in the movie, what, about a year and a half ago by Dinesh D'Souza, what if America was non-existent? What would the world look like? And historically, we've seen time and again, when America is strong, the world is better off. When America is weak, as it is right now, then the world enters into a kind of a chaotic world is what I'm seeing right now. Well, what do you say?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think it's clear the long march of history has shown where countries that believe in democracy and freedom and liberty are leading the way, then all boats tend to rise in the world. And I think that has been the case when it was the Dutch and then it was the English and now it's America.
Mm-hmm.
And so this idea that somehow we are no different than the Saudis or the Chinese is just kind of poppycock, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
America is the last best hope. There's a reason more people try to come here to immigrate than any other country in the world. And it's also the reason why most of the Fortune 500 companies are U.S.-based companies. It's the reason why people emulate Hollywood and our music industry, for good and bad, right? But it's, mm-hmm. America is that, and because of that, it's going to be a target for the guys who are kind of at the bottom of the heap and aspire for more. So they're going to take the target at the top dog, and we've been the top dogs like they did the British and the Dutch before us.
Well, Matt, it's to be in denial over that factual evidence really just puts us more in the target line and makes us more vulnerable, don't you say? Because somehow, we have what I'm hearing in the college campuses, and some might say this is unfair, but I got to tell you, I'm hearing this across the country in college classrooms, and it is astounding to me. I mean, you talk about the roots of hate speech, the condemnation of America. I mean, it's stuff that Jeremiah Wright had preached to our president for some 20 years. He sat under Jeremiah Wright, going to church and served under him. And he was conditioned with this perception that America, we're the bad guys. We deserve every bad thing that happens to us. We are not deserving of any good things that happen to us. And somehow we've kind of stole our wealth and stole our leadership position.
Well, in this crazy notion that Loretta Lynch says, we just need love. I mean, you in some Hollywood movie where there are happy endings because of some kind of goofy speech? I mean, look, this is the real world, and no amount of love is going to change a hateful ideology of radical Islam that seeks to subvert those that don't follow their path. And so we've got to be realistic and do things that are realistic to stopping that, and that means we've got to put, I think, more power into the hands of local law enforcement to engage in human intelligence. Protect civil liberties while we do that, but by all means, we need to do more than just sit on the let the FBI continue to miss the obvious, so to speak.
Yeah,
I think we have to go ahead.
Yeah, no, I think that you bring up an excellent point, and I hope people really grasped on to what you said. And the fact is that Omar Mateen was in the grasp of the FBI. Well, how did he get loose? I mean, this is a failure of our security systems here, isn't it?
Well, it seems to be. I mean, they had policies that said, well, if we don't find enough, we're going to let him go. And it's kind of like, you're not guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. Well, that doesn't mean you're innocent. That just means you're not guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. Well, in this case, they clearly had internal policies that said, well, we don't have enough derogative information, so we're going to let him go. But look, let's ban guns. Let's not ban guns. How about we just do this? If you're being investigated by the FBI or have been for terrorism, we're going to put a red flag on you that if you try to buy a gun, go ahead and sell the gun to them because they have a right as an American like anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
But something's going to go off in the FBI and local law enforcement to say, hey, that guy you investigated for terrorism just bought a you know, Siggy or an AR-15 or handguns and lots of bullets and whatever, so that law enforcement can at least go talk to the gun shop owner, right? Go, interview the guy again and get a warrant by a judge to go check out what's going on inside the house to see, like in this case, they would have gotten on the computer potentially and seen that this guy was casing places, and we would have stopped it.
Exactly.
That's common sense. That's not infringing on the Second Amendment. That's not creating more lists. All that saying is, look, if they've had a reason to look into you, we're going to assume that if you do something that would lend itself to more violence, we're going to have a red flag in the system to check it out at least. Give us an opportunity to stop you.
Exactly. And you know, you're exactly right, Matt, that there are some common sense things, and this is what people across the country are scratching their head over. And meanwhile, you hear the politicians who can't help themselves. They turn this into a political issue. And we're saying, get it out of the political arena. Let's just be let's make some sense out of this stuff, because sadly, when it gets into politics, then everybody wants credit. You know, they're not going to work with somebody because you know, President Obama will get credit for. Who cares who gets credit? Let's just solve the problem, right? But you can't in this political environment.
Yeah, I think that's right. And look, Donald Trump was on to something, whether you support him or not. Like mm-hmm. when he made the comment that President Obama seemed to matter at him, and I think and Republicans, than he did it to terrorists. I don't think that's true, but I think he was tapping into a sentiment, which is, there is this idea that President Obama spent more time vilifying and denigrating folks on the right, whether those are religious folks or those are, you know, conservatives who believe in certain principles, than he does on radical Islamic terrorists. And that kind of is a problem.
Exactly. Well, yeah, I mean, I was getting concerned there for a while. I didn't hear a whole lot of it, but I heard a couple of, you know, references to, you know, Christians, their guns and their Bibles. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, don't go there. I mean, this has nothing to do with this. And, in fact, if the truth be known, there were a lot of Christians, a lot of churches there in Orlando. They went to these families. They are serving these families. That's where the love is, Loretta Lynch. The love is there. It's happening at the ground level for these victims and the families that are undergoing just an incredible, horrific experience. Matt Mayer from the American Enterprise Institute has been our guest. Matt, thank you so much for being with us.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home and design experts Aaron and Ben Napier. Summer is here, so if you want to get out of town and you're up for a road trip or want to try something new, just pick a spot on the map. Don't forget to pack snacks in bulk, fuel up the car, and get ready to hit the road for a big trip on a smart budget with these tips.
Living in the South, we're lucky to live near beautiful backcountry roads. For summer weekend getaways, we like to stop by the nearest grocery store to load up on snacks, hop in the car, and explore the open road with our favorite music on the radio.
To make our summer road trip budget go further, we fill up at gas stations far away from freeways for better prices. Our best road trip tool is our Bank America Cash Rewards credit card that allows us to earn 3% cash back on gas and 2% cash back at grocery stores and wholesale clubs on the first $2,500 in combined purchases. Plus, we earn 1% on all other purchases.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771. dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
When I met you in the summer, so my heart beats down.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour, as usual. You can go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information you need to know. And with us right now, we got James Hurston, speaking of which, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. And it's time to talk about our buddies across the pond there, the Britons, and the Brexit referendum. What do you think?
Brexit. Now, you know, I noticed that over this weekend, the media in the United States just started to pay attention to this so-called Brexit. What it's all about is it's essentially people all over the United Kingdom, Britain, meaning England, Scotland, Ireland, they're all going to be going to the polls to vote whether Britain should pull out of the European Union. This is a huge, huge election. Mm-hmm. It takes place this coming Thursday on the 23rd. It's and it's very similar, the dynamics of this campaign. The people that want to stay in the EU call themselves the Remain campaign. Those that want to get out of the EU are the Leave campaign. Up until just a few days ago, the Leave side was ahead in the polls by anywhere from 7 to 10 points. Mm. And then a very tragic murder took place of a member of parliament, a telegenic woman.
Yes, the young gal, yeah.
Joe Cox. Yeah. And the murderer yelled out things that would indicate that they were for getting out of the EU. And when he went into court, he said his name was something like Freedom for Britain or something. So the EU status quo forces are using everything to try to have this referendum fail. And it's been called Brexit, combining Britain and exit. Mm-hmm. The interesting thing is the current Prime Minister, David Cameron, and his government and world leaders, just recently, Richard Branson weighed in. They are trying to scare the voters with what I consider to be flat-out lies. Yeah. They're claiming that if this Brexit vote is successful and people vote to leave the EU, there will be a depression. There will be hundreds of thousands of jobs lost. There will be a decline in the GDP. The inflation will come back. People will lose their homes, and it's on and on and on.
Yeah, global warming will hit. Will hit only the United Kingdom. That's it.
Yeah, and
you know, it's amazing.
But what's incredible, and they had, you know, the IMF and the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD, the World Bank, the Bank of England, on and on, and a good part of the, you know, BBC left-wing media. And yet the voters in England see through it. There's a populist insurrection going on in Britain, much like the populist insurrection that made Donald Trump the presumptive Republican nominee.
Exactly.
People are sick of the open borders policies of their current leaders, of the EU encouraging these open border policies, of a huge trade imbalance with the EU, with Great Britain. And I'm convinced, based on my research and my co-writer, a guy named Paul J. Wright, who is a British barrister and an American lawyer, and happens to be knighted and is very, very well, you know, very well connected in the UK, the United Kingdom will flourish and will do much better out of the EU. Because as it is today, for example, the United Kingdom, if they want to negotiate a trade agreement with China, they can't.
Right,
based
exactly.
on this choking treaty they have with the EU has to do it. And if Britain, which is the fifth largest economy in the world, wants to negotiate a trade agreement, people will be standing in line to negotiate with Britain. So,
exactly, right.
And we will have, when the United States will have a great trade agreement with Britain, instantly. We have, because we're cousins, you know, we have this great, they call it a special relationship. And so this has been a huge propaganda campaign. So now in the last few days, they're trying to use this murder.
Can you imagine what this would demonstrate in terms of supporting Trump's argument about trade?
Well, it is so tied in with Trump. He's going to the UK this week, and he's going to be there for the vote. So
wow.
He is aligned with the Leave campaign and a guy named Nigel Farage, who is kind of a Donald Trump figure in England. And there's a guy, a real brilliant man named Boris Johnson, who used to be the mayor of London. We now know we've got, you know, a radical Muslim as the mayor of London who's banning speech. And I think this is part of the reason that they're going to the turnout is going to be big on this, and it just may upset the entire power structure of Europe, because once, if England votes to get out, and by the way, they're not going to do it overnight. They have like a 3-year phased program, so it's not something that markets are going to go crazy over. And if they get out, can you imagine some of these other countries, Sweden?
Well, the dominoes will start falling. There's no doubt about it.
Exactly.
Well, you know, and the thing is, it's interesting because as you lay this out, I remember initially when we first started hearing about Brexit, it was a very casual kind of nondescript kind of deal. And I'm going, this sounds to me like it's a bigger deal. It's just not really being brought to the front here. But you and Paul J. Wright have brought it out and called it for what it is, that this is a huge deal.
Yes, it is, and it impacts the entire world. You know, we just don't realize what Great Britain, I mean, some of us, you know, who are into music understand, we remember the British invasion, and we know that Britain is, a great cultural center, but Britain is an economic powerhouse, much like Germany is.
Right.
And, it ends up, similar to here in the U.S., there is a struggle with two visions of the world. And one vision sees the world as this global utopia without borders, and they want to eliminate any kind of border control, which is the EU has done in great
part,
causing the refugee crisis that we now see destroying much of Western Europe. And the other view is a more traditional view of a sovereign nation having control of its borders and doing trade case by case with the rest of the world,
right,
which is Trump's view,
exactly,
which is probably the view of most educated Americans who don't fall for propaganda. But the far left has always had this idea of creating international organizations that would suck away sovereignty. And when the United States has these very, very distinct and different kinds of values and freedoms from other countries of the world, international organizations are dangerous to our liberty.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been the view of the far right. And they've been right they have proven to be dangerous. All of these organizations connected with the United Nations, et cetera.
Yeah, where's the evidence that demonstrates what the left has been offering and putting upon us that it's working? What's the fruit, the positive fruit of those policies?
Well, we see the exact opposite. We see the negative fruit. We see, much like towns in the Midwest of the United States, so-called Rust Belt, have become ghost towns and lost all of their industry. There are mill towns in northern England and Scotland that have become Muslim towns, and the people that lived there and went to the pubs and worked every day now are trapped in a minority status and can't let their loved ones who are female walk at night or walk out alone. I mean, we just saw, an article, a report today where three refugees from Syria raped a woman in Idaho. I didn't get the name of the town.
Right.
But when you think about Idaho, Idaho was a place, sanctuary where people went to get in touch with nature.
Exactly.
And to think that there are refugees. How did refugees from Syria get into Idaho? Well, it's the policies of this administration placing them clandestinely throughout the United States. And in Cologne, Germany, on New Year's Eve, a place which prided itself as being one of the lowest crime cities in the world, women could walk at 4 in the morning and not be afraid. Women were gang raped on New Year's Eve, and since then we've seen these horrible atrocities happen in Sweden, Belgium, all over Western Europe. This is a cultural dislocation because you have people whose attitude about women is taught to them from an early age. They grow up, many of them are illiterate, and so they think if a young woman is attractive, it's theirs for the taking.
Exactly.
And so
they're all objects at that point. That's the deal. It's so counter the culture of the West.
Clinton taking money from countries that foster those ideas. Go figure.
Go figure. But that's the clear divide, and people need to understand what you have with one Donald Trump and what you've got with one Hillary Clinton. And it's clear, James, that there is a clear demarcation between these two philosophies, a globalist versus a nationalist point of view. What may be in the offing here, James, and I'll leave you with this thought, is that there could very well be a time for a Western spring, a Western cultural spring, as opposed to an Arab spring. And maybe that's what we're on the brink of foreseeing here, around the West.
We can always pray
exactly.
That we have a Western spring. I'm with you on that.
Exactly.
And two issues are driving it.
Exactly. Well, we got to wrap this up. The one and only, yes, he is, James Herson, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor on Bill Martinez Live. Hearing about Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients keeping the body healthy. Bill Martinez Live now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 ORAC points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 855-305-8326 or BillMartinezLive.com. Youngevity, that's 855-305-8326.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.